Morning. And joining us on the line, we have Keith Beaumont of Sun Group. Good morning, Keith. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, James. And you're right. It's a lot more chillier today than it was yesterday.
Yeah, that is for sure. So, hey, what do we have going on? But before we begin, I was going to tell you here, I was in Wichita, let's see, on Wednesday, and I saw one of your signs there along 400. So some of your real estate that you had out there, kind of in the more it got into like the Augusta, like Andover area. So it was just kind of neat to see.
Yeah. Yep. We've got a pretty neat little property up there. It's just kind of in the middle of a lot of big commercial properties, and that one's kind of a neat little place, and it's kind of the only home that's still surviving in that area.
Right? So. Yeah. That is cool. But hey, what do we have coming up as far as auctions are concerned?
Well, we've got some land auctions that we're still putting together, but we'll be having some more of those. Looks like even leading up into December. So we'll be staying busy with everything all the way right up till the end of the year. We'll go more into those later. We've still got some more land auctions we're going to be doing. I think the next one we're going to be working on here is 360 acres. We'll get more into that as we get a little closer. Personal property auctions, we've still got those that we're still doing right now. And it's a good time to be doing it now that it's fall. So the next one that we're going to have upcoming is going to be November the 4th. This one's going to start at 10 a.m., and this one is in Longton, Kansas. This is going to be like a little consignment auction. This is something that we're going to get started as kind of a new thing that they're going to do there. I think it's pretty neat. We don't have one in the area, so I think it'll be a real nice addition. Eventual plan is to kind of have something going consistently. So anyways, this is the first one that they're going to be doing there. It's called the Red Barn. It's kind of a really neat old red barn that they're just going to turn into a space to do auctions and do these consignment type auctions.
So, hey, that is a really cool idea. Yeah,
it's really neat. And if you see the sell bills for this out, we have actually included a picture of the old Red Barn in it. So if you see sell bills that says the Red Barn Auction, consignment auction, that's what I'm talking about. So check it out for sure. And they have a Facebook page, too. You can go in there and look for the Red Barn, and you can go in there and see pictures of the things that they're going to have at the auction. Also, too, you can get on my Facebook at Keith Beaumont Sun Group Real Estate and Auctioneer. Get on that one, too. You can check it out there as well. And then also, like I said, we've been scattering sell bills, and you're going to see it advertised in different places. So, but a lot of good stuff, I think. And they're going to have some antiques, some neon lights, some quilts, dishware. There's a little bit of everything. There's a round bell hay mover. It's a hydraulic round bell hay mover that you pull behind your pickup. That'll be in there, along with there's a deep freezer and a couple deer cameras. A lot of kind of interesting things. There's some of those larger propane tanks. There's just kind of a little bit of everything for everybody. So, that's a consignment type of thing. So, check that out. Also, too, maybe you decide you want to consign something in the future. There's numbers on the bottom of that sell bill of who you need to call to get a hold of them, or you can give me a call. I'll get you directed to the right person. It's kind of a new thing for them, and we're gonna see where we can take all this. So if you have more questions, just get a hold of one of us. We're also going to reschedule an auction that we were originally going to do on the 11th of November. We're going to move that back to the 18th just due to some of the weather. We've got a lot of good metal in it, big I-beam stuff, metal rafters. It's a real good metal auction. There's a lot of scrap kind of stuff. We're going to have lots and lots and lots of that kind of stuff. And the reason that we decided that pushing it back another week is, again, we've gotten all the rain right when we were about to get started. And so now it's going to make it kind of difficult to get some of the equipment that we're going to use to get in there and get it moved around. So we're going to back it up just a week, go to the 18th, and do it then. I know I mentioned last week, you know, we were shooting for the 11th. So that one, we're gonna bring it back just a little bit. And you'll be starting to see those sale bills come out, some advertising on that here real soon. We held back since, like I said, we were going to move it back, but you'll be seeing that come out. And that one's going to be a real good one. It's got some cattle stuff in there, too. And we got some feed bunks, some hay rings. We've got some chutes, some squeeze chutes, those types of things. A couple tractors. You know, there's a lot of goodies. A lot of metal, though. Again, a lot of metal. So if you're into that, you'll be wanting to keep your eye out for that. Of course, as always, when we get these things put together we're getting them out, not only just advertising and you're seeing them out there, you can always just watch our website. It's a great way to keep up with us. It's real simple to go in there and navigate around, I think. You can simply just go in there and it's sungrouprealestate.com, how to get to it. And then once you get in there, go in there and look for whatever you're looking for. If you're looking for residential listings that we have, go in there and hit residential. Upcoming auctions, you can go in there and hit that. You can even see previous auctions that we've done in the past that I've talked about on here and stuff. So, it's a real cool place. You can keep up with us. We do some of our online auctions there. I know some of you guys follow that. You can get on there and get registered to bid for any of our online auctions that we do as well. So anyway, it's just a real good place to go look around, it will kind of give you the idea of what we're doing. So, and some things that I talk about's not on there yet because we haven't got it all put together, but, it will be there. So anyways.
All righty. Some good stuff there. And, you know, we talked a little bit about real estate and that sort of thing earlier, and it's a great reminder that that is one of the many facets you go. I know you guys have real estate appraisals and auctions, so there really are a lot of facets, and I was wondering if you could just talk a little bit more about some of those three things.
Yeah, so those are the three things that we really specialize in. In real estate, we cover residential stuff, recreational, farm, ranch properties. We also we have a couple ways of selling our real estate. You know, I've mentioned on here many times before, you know, how we can list things either through traditional listing and marketing and putting in online and getting it going that way. Also, we have the ability to do our auctions that we do a lot of. We're real experienced in the auctions, and that's whether it's in personal property auctions and we're selling off farm equipment to if we're breaking down and selling a 4,000 acre ranch like we did here earlier this year, and breaking that down into different tracks. And getting that figured out. So we specialize in a lot of farm and ranch sales, a lot of large ranches we've covered in the past. So, but we've handled all the way down to those little bitty sections of land too. So we've got a lot of knowledge when it comes to that. We also offer those for sale, again, traditional listings, or also we do auctions. That can be a live auction. That can be an online auction. And what a lot of what we've been doing with a lot of our auctions is doing putting those together and doing what we call a hybrid auction. And we're able to sell to anyone either online if they're out of town or if someone wants to be there in person, we're going to have a live auction. So if you're looking at that online, you'll be able to follow that along real well because we have a camera that'll be right there on the auctioneer and we'll be able to see everything live as it's happening. And you have the opportunity to bid on there. So real neat system, and it's just something that, we want to make sure that we're keeping everything there on the cutting edge. So we're able to give everyone the most options of buying that we can offer. So It's just another thing that we like to do to make sure that we're reaching enough people and the right people, and giving everyone that opportunity to get on there and do that. So
sure. Now, how about...
That's kind of how...
Yeah. I was just going to ask you here, you know, obviously, yeah, that's all pretty familiar as far as, you know, real estate goes, and that makes a lot of sense, but what about an appraisal? You know, that may be something that people might not be quite as familiar with in their day-to-day.
Yeah, that's right. And it's good you bring it up, because some people may not, until they acknowledge they've actually been told they've needed that. An appraisal, you know, is an appraiser's professional opinion of value. And, you know, and it's the preparation of an appraisal involves them researching into appropriate market areas and analyzing information that's important to the property. Having the knowledge, experience, professional judgment of the appraiser. Appraisers may be required for any type of property, including single family houses or homes, apartment buildings, office buildings, shopping centers even. I mean, land, you know, we come back talking about vacant land, farm, ranches, recreational stuff. You know, the reasons for performing a real estate appraisal are just as varied. You know, they are usually required whenever property is sold, maybe mortgage, tax, insured, or even developed. For example, appraisers are prepared for mortgage lending purposes if you're getting a loan on it, tax assessments, negotiation between buyer and seller, maybe government acquisitions of private property for public use. So see, when we talk about that, we're talking giving them into, like, condemnation and that kind of stuff. Division of marital status. So if maybe someone's going through a divorce, there needs to be some values, some real values found out about something. Real estate planning, lease negotiations. There's a lot of different reasons why someone might need to get an official appraisal done, which is a little bit different than if what we talk about on here about a CMA and having a licensed real estate agent come out and give you a value on your property. But an appraisal really digs down into some real deep stuff. And so that's where you would want to get an appraisal to come in, and sometimes it needs to be done officially like that. And so that's why these guys come in and do their job on that. So real important for what they do. We've got more general appraisers in our office than anyone does in the area. And so I think that's something to think about. We've got a lot of years of experience with that, and a lot of appraisers that work with us. So if that's something that you're needing to, you need to know some values and get a hold of us by all means. Get a hold of me if you want. Call the office. I'll get you hooked up with the right people on that for sure if you have some more questions about it.
Hey, that is a great resource there. And I know we already talked some about auctions, but, you know, I was kind of wondering just in general what kind of auctions you do offer, and, you know, maybe if you could go into a detail on kind of each of those different types.
Yeah, so auctions, you know, we do, of course, personal property auctions that, you know, I've been talking about here. You know, usually one of the first things I do is talk about kind of what those upcoming auctions are. So personal property auctions, real estate auctions, you know, in the farm, ranch, even residential homes, we've done auctions on those too. So really anything real estate we do. Again, personal property. You know, things that if someone asks me what we normally auction off at a personal property auction, I mean, it's just an array of things. I mean, tractors, trailers, trucks, cars, farm implements, do a lot of farm equipment. Of course, guns, do a lot of guns, tools, ATVs, mowers, household items. You know, we pretty much sell anything you can think of as long as, you know, it's more legal than we can. You know, again, we just kind of cover, and that's kind of the nice thing that I would say about our office is that you can really look at it. It's kind of a one-stop shop. I mean, we've got everything in there from real estate auctions and appraisals. everything that you're going to need. We have it there at the office, so if you can stop in there, we can take care of you on all your different needs. So, if you have some questions in those areas, we've got a lot of people that's got some real good expertise on that, years of experience, and just give us a call. You know, we on our company is more of a relationship building company where we want to build a relationship and not just do a job and that's it. You know, that's not us and that's not our company's motto. So we truly enjoy working with people, and we'll do a real professional job with you. And so if you have them questions or things that are coming up, you don't know what to do with something or whatever, give one of us a call. You know, you can give me calls at the office. You can call me probably best on my cell phone. My cell phone is 316-680-5131. Also, check out our website, sungrouprealestate.com. And we've got two locations. We've got a location in El Dorado, but we also have the office that I work out of in Fredonia. We're easy to find, just downtown on the square there in Fredonia. So.
All right, Keith. Well, hey, I really appreciate you coming on by this morning, and hope you have a good weekend. Stay warm, because I know it's kind of a taste of winter here coming up.
It sure is, and I'm enjoying it. But yes, you have a great weekend, and I can't wait to get back with you on next Friday.
All right. Thank you so much. That is Keith Beaumont here on the Mighty 690 of Sun Group, and we get to talk with Keith each and every Friday here at 910. Coming up, we do have lots to get to, including our Independence Animal Pet of the Week, that is. So that is coming up from AWOL on the way, and then more Opal Line here on the Mighty 690.